Okay, thanks, David. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this presentation and to everybody's presentations here. You have the opportunity to hear from a lot of people who have been in the markets a long time. I don't know how much cumulatively that would be, but I'm sure we're talking in at least the triple digits of years. I'm Leslie Juflis. My website is Trading Live Online, and I've been in the markets for 25 years. Years, maybe even a little bit more than that. And I'm a CMT, and I have a couple of books. If you like what I do, you want to read more on it, the book Trade What You See, How to Profit from Pattern Recognition. It's in six languages now. And this book will cover the harmonic patterns that I'm going to show you today. The presentation is on blending together harmonic patterns with classical technical analysis. This book, Essentials of Trading, is not what you think, it's how you think, which is so important in our trading. Our mindset is probably the biggest tool that we can implement into the live markets with our trading. Unfortunately, that book is not available any longer. A long story on the publication on that, but I do include it with all of the courses on my website, so you would have access to that. And I'm going to talk a little bit, if you like this and you find that you would be able to gain value from this in your trading, then this is the course. David's put a link into the chat room, I believe, for that. So as I mentioned, I am a charted market technician. So here is sort of a stack of reading that I went through when I was going through the chartered market technician exams more than several years ago now. And it's a series
of... Leslie, sorry to interrupt you, but that link is giving an error. It says expired. Is there an alternate?
You
want them to just email you or...
Yeah, you can please email me, and I will show you at the end of the presentation how you can find, how you'll be able to find the course on my website. So we'll do that too. Okay, thanks, David, for letting me know. Okay, so chartered market technician is three very rigorous exams on just about everything in technical analysis that you can come up with. It's just awesome that now it is recognized by the Security Exchange Commission, and that's been since March 2000. So this is the gold standard for technical analysis. And I want to mention very quickly too, I am on the chapter chair. I'm in the Seattle area. I'm a chapter chair for the CMT here. And if those of you that know who Ralph Acampora is, he founded the Market Technicians Association, now known as the Chartered Market Technician Association. He founded that 50 years ago. He is one of the best technical analysts on the planet. We can all learn from him, and we're going to be doing an event with him in September. On September 16th, he's going to come and do a three-hour workshop. If you're interested in being on the mailing list for that, please email me. My email, I'll go back one more time, is right here. Okay. So now that you know that I know a little bit anyway about technical analysis, when I first started trading and wanting to learn how to trade, because it's a process to learn how to trade. There's nothing quick about it. I was drawn to classical technical analysis, and those principles still work in the markets today, the patterns, the setups. And then on that path, I met a man named Larry Pesavento, and I learned about harmonic patterns long before they were, mainstream now in the markets, structures with Fibonacci ratios, AB equals CD pattern, the Gartley pattern, the butterfly pattern. Those are all referred to as harmonic patterns. And so with my experience with classical technical analysis and harmonic patterns, I've found that it's an extremely powerful tool to combine these two together. And so this is what I'm going to present for you today. And of course, the link that David just told me expired, I'm not sure why, that's the link that I'm giving a discount on the course, but it's only till July 31st on that, but we'll talk a little bit more about that. But in that course, these are the main subtitles to each of the sections, which each are about one in 15 minutes to 1.5 hour long. So the first thing we have to look at is pattern setups and harmonics. Now, I think with your sign up, you all received a PDF copy of the ABCD pattern that I wrote on it, and that will give you a good tutorial basics of that pattern. And I'm going to go through a little bit of that pattern today so you will be able to at least recognize the shape, and I'll be pointing it out on my charts as we go along. Now, the support and resistance, of course, refers to classical technical analysis methods. And then we have market conditions. The markets only do three things. We can simplify our analysis by understanding this process of only three things. It goes up, it goes down, and it goes sideways. And within those three movements, there are ranges, and then there are trends. So this is an important section, I believe, to understand in your analysis when you're viewing charts. And the reversal patterns. I mean, how important is this to be able to know specific reversal patterns that can potentially get you in at the lowest points or the highest points, if it's a short sale, with the lowest amount of risk? And I'm going to show you examples of this. And then multiple time frames also is an extremely powerful tool for anybody who are using charts in their approach to trading and understanding the fractal nature of price and how to apply the concept of using multiple timeframes, both in your analysis and also in your trade execution. Retracement entries. Now, there are, in my opinion, in my years of experience, there are really only, you have to know when the odds are in your favor for a retracement entry. And in the course, in the material, we go over in this, the number one highest probability retracement entry that there is. I ignore a lot of retracements because they don't have what I'm looking for to put them in a higher probability category. And hidden errors, this is what I refer to when traders learn how to follow a process in trading, which is what I help traders with, and they don't have any method to evaluate the trading, there's likely many errors that are happening underneath the surface that are causing the trader to either not capitalize on profits that might be there, or they might be losing more money than they should be. So you have to have a process which includes a trading plan, and then you've got to have a method to be able to evaluate all that. Otherwise, you're constantly a hamster in a cage with it. You're always going to be going around and around with it, and it's not a professional approach. So method and mindset. So these two go together hand in hand. So of course, when we come into trading, we always think that I just learn how to trade. That's it. Well, not exactly. So there are a lot of skills that go into the whole body of trading. So I generally start a presentation showing this slide so that if you're newer to trading or you've been in trading for a little bit, maybe even a couple of years and not quite getting anywhere. Probably something on this list is not strong enough as a foundation, or your mindset skills are not strong enough in conjunction with these things. So I'm happy to talk, you know, with anybody also. If you're having trouble, again, you can just email me. Okay, so now let's get to some charts here. So this chart of COIN, back on June 1st, I do some segments for stock charts on their YouTube channel a couple times a month. And on June 1st, I was on one of their segments called The Final Bar with David Keller. He does a great job with that show. And I was the guest that day. And COIN was one that was right back here in this little congestion area right here, actually right about there. Are we June 1st, right in here? I'd said that I was bullish on COIN. And now we can see it went up, but back there, it didn't really look like anything. But up here, if you notice, it says, if traders know the footprints of price reversal from down to up and from up back here, up to down, they gain skills to reduce losses and increase gains. So back here on this chart of COIN, I was definitely seeing footprints of an early reversal coming. And I also had the technical tools to back me up with that. And since then, COIN has had in a lot of the crypto market. There were many other symbols in the crypto world related to that were showing those footprints. And so this is what I'm teaching in this course, because I think it's extremely important. Okay, let's get into, before we get to my live charts, let's go through quickly. Again, you can read the article, the PDF, it'll give you a little bit better insight. And then I do hope you get the course and you'll get an additional course with the introduction to pattern recognition that's going to go over these patterns in depth so that you learn the structures the correct way. So I already mentioned that markets go up, down, sideways, and that's it. Within those movements, there's formations that's like a lightning bolt, and it can be like a swing down with a retracement up, but don't want to see this retracement exceed where that previous swing started. And then there's another swing down, and this leg AB and this leg CD are approximately the same length. And that forms a buy pattern. And then the sell pattern is the same thing, that the market is moving to the upside. So there are variations in this CD leg, even though we want to see the AB leg and the CD leg at least the same length. So that would be D at 1.0, the same length. We can also see that D completion area can also extend a bit and be close to the Fibonacci extension ratio 1.27. And that's where we're taking the length of AB, multiplying it by 1.27. And then we're going to add it to the C, and that's going to show us where that extension is. And then it also will extend at times to the 1.618. And we go through the same process to find that. I'll show you when you see my live charts in just a minute, I'll show you the drawing tool that I use that just quickly finds it. But this is very simple to find with any charting software that you have. You don't have to have the tools that I'm going to show you. So the harmonics. So, you know, what is a harmonic pattern? Well, I showed you how those swings form and the similarity in the length of the swings. And there's also symmetry with how these legs are formed. We can see here the slope and angles pretty close to the same amount of bars in the, this would be the A to B leg, and about the same amount with the C to D. And then also the number of points up, these were very, very close in the number of points. This is the S&P 500 chart on a 60 minute. So 34 and a quarter points on that upswing. And then you have the retracement And then the other upswing, 35¾. So 1.5 difference. And the downswings are also, the retracements are also very, very similar. And this is a very common type of price behavior. This is nothing new. A lot of presentations that I do, I show charts of 100 years or more back, and we're looking at the same types of swings, same types of patterns that form. Okay, so I already mentioned that's separated by a retracement, these two legs, but sometimes in other parts of the entire pattern, like here, we can see another A, B, C, D. So we have a swing up, retracement, and another swing up, and then the market comes down and completes the pattern. Just a sec, I have that. This is in one of my longer courses. Sorry. So I forget that I have extra little clicks in there. So this is, again, this is what a sell pattern looks like. And this is showing you with the extension. So if this CD leg, one of the variations is for it to be longer than the AB, then it would extend close to the 127 and the 1.618. Those are the most common. There are a few other ratios, but these are the most common. And it does extend to the 127, actually a little bit over 50% of the time. So we want to be aware of these extension levels. And then on here, a lot of you maybe are learning Fibonacci ratios or do use them. Well, here's a ratio 0.886. That I use frequently, and I call it the last chance fib retracement. It's between the 7.786, which is pretty common that traders are using, and then of course the 1.0. But this 886 in between there, many times that will fool traders that don't know this ratio, because the price will start to exceed the 786 and they think there might be some sort of breakout happening. And then it hits that 886 and the market turns back down again. Well, there's a tendency with the 886. It does catch some swing reversal points often, but also one of the tendencies is when the price starts closing above the 886, then the expectation is the price will get at least to that 1.0. And often if we put the extensions 127, 1.618 up here, often the price will continue to travel to one of those extensions. So there's just a little tip for you if you do use fib ratios. Okay, so let's again look quickly at a little bit more of this on how to draw the ABCD. And want to watch my time too for the next speaker, make sure I don't run out into their time. So here's what the pattern looks like if you are to draw it out. So here's our lightning bolt shape. And then I generally use a dashed line. So that's the retracement. So we have A to B, market retraces, and you fill in what the retracement is. So as long as the retracement does not exceed this A point, it can come all the way up to it. We call that a one, that'd be 1.0 on that. As long as it doesn't exceed that, the pattern is still good. And then once this leg starts to the downside, we can also use the B to C, the length of this, and extend it down with Fibonacci extension ratios, 127, 1.618. Sometimes it'll even go to 2.0, meaning that it's twice the length. And this can help us in conjunction with some other things to find where we want to enter the trade. So again, here's a buy, a sell. And I think I might have a couple things on here. So here's just a couple of rules for the pattern. It's pretty simple. It's a simple pattern. So I just mentioned that the price can go up as far as to this point, but just not exceeded. So that would be in this example also a double top. So again, having some stronger technical analysis skills to recognize, wait a minute, maybe the market is coming out of some sort of a range, or it's a reversing. And having the skills with the multiple time frames, and again, classical technical analysis and the harmonic patterns is going to be a big benefit. Sometimes if a double top does, it is apparent, then then that can end up being a strong move in some sort of price reversal. So you have to know what market condition you are trading in. Okay, so again, here is just some steps for you to start drawing. Just kind of went over that. And then here's how you can label the pattern. A few more things there for you, little tips. There's your exercise. You can do that. I think we have one more chart here, and then we'll get started on my charts. So here's the final steps and also how to calculate the extension. So here's how you do that here. And then here's how you can check that B to C, and you can find the extensions on that as well. So I hope that's helpful for you, along with the PDF of the AB equals CD article. Okay, now let's get to some real charts. One thing I have is a lot of charts. So, okay, I'm going to start over here. So we're working today with the concept of combining harmonic patterns, which I just showed you one, the AB equals CD. And I will, now that you have sort of a concept of that, I'll be pointing out that's the root pattern of a few other patterns. One's called the Gartley pattern, one's the butterfly pattern, and they both contain an ABCD. They're just sort of in different context for either. But let's start with the chart of the Dow Jones Industrial using the diamonds. So the first thing that we want to look at with this, we're doing the analysis, is back here. This is an ABCD cell pattern that was in, that completed in very early January 2022. There were many of these patterns forming on both the indexes, the S&P 500. NASDAQ had a little bit of a variation of this, but many individual stock symbols, ETFs, were forming this pattern. So that was giving a heads up that something was happening. This is an early reversal pattern. Markets are ready to reverse and these patterns take hold, they can get very, very powerful moves. They don't always get powerful moves like this, but they have the potential to. So we do want to pay attention to them. Now, one of the very strong points of understanding and using these patterns combined with the classical technical analysis it is that these are going to offer the earliest entry into a move with the least amount of risk. And so I'll show you in just a minute what I mean by that. You can see it here. I mean, in using multiple timeframes, this is a daily chart. We can combine that with the multiple timeframe and really get precision entries with the lowest amount of risk. So you can see the swings here, how they're very similar in size. Those are harmonic types of swings. They tend to repeat and there can be contractions and expansions of those. But this is what's happening on charts all the time. We're just adding some structure to it so that we can do some analysis and find some good trade setups. So here's an example of, this is a harmonic pattern. Here's an A, B, C, D swings, how it extends almost to that 127 there, and the market rallies off. It's almost like a butterfly pattern as well, if we do the X, A, B, C, D, because that D is extending beyond the X point. And so that's what defines it as the butterfly pattern. Now back here, the market was still extremely bearish. And here's this butterfly buy pattern forming. And of course, when I put them out there, everybody ignores it. It's like, oh, you must be nuts. It's like, well, no, you know, it's a butterfly pattern, pay attention. And then here's the market on the Dow, it rallies up. Here's a trend line. So here's a classical technical analysis tool. The market gets through that trend line, we get to a resistance area. And as you all know, the Dow spent a lot of time in this range. This range formed a classical technical analysis pattern of an inverse head and shoulder. So here's the shoulder here, the head and the right shoulder. And with classical technical analysis, many patterns we can find profit targets with. And this is one that we can do that with. So there's a powerful tool to combine. And that's a measured move. You take the height of the pattern, and then you project that from where the breakout is, or you can take the actual low price and high price, take the difference of that, in this case, add it to the low of the breakout and project it up as well. However, I just mentioned that the harmonic patterns are superior, in my opinion, as far as entries go, because these are going to give you the earliest entries. So here in this, we have a ABCD. This is a buy pattern, and this is retesting a trend line area. See the extension to the 1.27, and then the market. So this is a much earlier entry into this. Now, even if the trader back here, there's no way you can predict the right shoulder had not formed yet. However, you're getting a nice rally back up towards a trend line test here. But then back here in the right shoulder, and this is pretty common with these patterns, with either the left shoulder and the right shoulders, that these harmonic patterns tend to form. So here's another A, B, C, D buy right here. So it goes to the 1.0. We can even add a Fibonacci retracement to help us with a support level. And it retraced to the 0.618. Now, with this, the technical skills that you have are going to help you, the more you strengthen those, are going to help you to monitor price action. And here we can see there's a gap. So we have a classical technical analysis concept, gap to the upside, doesn't fill, heads up to that trend line again. And notice how it just gets a small pullback. So it's giving us bullish signs. We're not getting, notice how it comes up here, it gets slammed. Comes up here, it gets a good move down up here, slammed again. Up here, just about like this one, but still a reaction down. And now all of a sudden here, the market is not getting any sort of a deep retracement. It's holding there. And that in itself is showing us that there's some bullish, underlying bullish. And that's without even putting an indicator on our chart. This is just purely learning how to read price action. And then the market finally breaks that trend line. Okay, so let's go on to... So again, you can see in all of these patterns, again, the smallest amount of risk, you have an early entry. Not all the patterns work, of course, but you can control the risk easily with these patterns. All right, I want to go back to an updated chart of COIN, and I'd like to walk through this with you. So the cryptocurrencies back in 2021 had a big fall, and I did a segment on stock charts back then. Because there were butterfly sell patterns on there, lots of them. And the market started to fall from the pattern. It had the initial fall. And then here's I hate saying did cat bounce. Poor kitty. Anyway, here's the retracement back up. And traders of that market were still extremely bullish. And I said in that presentation, I said, no new highs. There are no new highs coming soon for this market. That's it for now. And then the market turned down and declined. And it's like, well, I don't use magic. I use technical analysis tools. And of course, my experience to help me gauge, when a market is getting ready to move in a more lengthy way in one direction or another. And also when it tends to go into a range, there are signs that can tell you when a market is starting to range. So after a long, prolonged drop, we get down and COIN starts to form this basing type of pattern. And here's a butterfly buy pattern, A, B, C, and extended D down to the low. Notice how our X point is here. So our D extended beyond the X point. So it's a butterfly pattern. If it stays, if the ABCD stays within the X to A, then it's a Gartley, pattern. So I marked off areas of support and resistance as this range was forming. And so back here, you can see that the market really started to coil up. So in these ranges, you get these coils, and coils are a way of, been saying this for over 20 years, of the market storing energy. And sooner or later, that energy is going to be released. And it's very likely that the way it's released is going to be in a trending type of a move. And so back here, was the ABCD. We actually had two of them. We had A, B, C, D here, and then we had this one here also, so we can get multiple A, B, C, D patterns. So here is, that's the lowest risk entry, and there were signs of a reversal coming. And so this can offer a trader an opportunity to get in, I think, again, at a superior price. and it did a little coiling here, then it had a little drop here, and then continued up, getting through this resistance, found some resistance, just popped up there. We don't really have really good strong close above this level now, so this is the next level to be watching for, a strong close. I believe if we get a strong close, we're going to be seeing this head back up into this area here, and then I think likely it'll make its way up to at least that 382. So this is the current coin. This is getting a first pullback from this very strong move. So it needs a little time to rest. But my analysis is saying that, you know, it's going to at least come up and test that. If it gets a nice close above that, then be looking for these higher levels. Okay. I do have a lot of charts on here. Okay, let's see if we can get through all of them. Okay, so this is the symbol NIO. I'm actually not sure which way it's pronounced, but again, another prolonged downtrend on this stock. I think it was up here at $66, $67 a share at the high of the markets. This one actually topped well before the other, indexes did, about a year early. And so I've got a trend line drawn down here from those highs. And what's interesting, I think, about stock, again, another kind of extended butterfly pattern. If we use this for X to A, and we look at the Fibonacci extension ratio right here, right down to that 1.27 extension, and we start to see like series of A, B, C, D patterns. At the very end here, it forms a little butterfly. Remember, this is can be the powerful reversal down here. The market breaks this long-term trend line and then sort of flutters around. It's still above the trend line when it does this last little dip here, and then comes up and breaks this shorter term trend line, and now has been moving to the upside. This also looks like a rounding type of a pattern, classical technical analysis. But the entry, to enter into this type of a pattern, even using a trend line break, like this here, the short term one, using the kind of a basing cup and handle type of a pattern, your entry is going to be up here versus way down here at the lows with the lowest risk to it. Up here, the PF target right here, this is what's called a point figure, which is a whole, that's the book that I think is number 5 from the bottom of the pile that I showed you. Point and figure, which I love. Point and figure is great for figuring out targets and support resistance and things. But the target on just a daily point figure chart right now, it could form another pattern, but right now it's right around this 14 level. And we can see that that's coming back into resistance level on NIO. So again, here's a contrast of using the harmonic patterns versus using like a classical technical analysis pattern. Okay, now One of the things I would talk about was the multiple timeframes. So let me give you, you know, a quick example here of one way to use it. There are, you know, many ways to use multiple timeframes. One can be just in your basic analysis. Don't forget to go out and look at other timeframes when you're doing some analysis. So Intel, actually, let me pull up this full chart. There we go. So Intel, this is another one that it had been following for a long time because it had been forming this enormous range all the way back from in 2017 is where it came into this range. So we had a multi-year range. We followed this on my website with my subscribers. We followed this for quite a while. And then finally had this break to the downside. So very, you know, very bearish on Intel. Here, I wanted to point out again, back here, as the market finally settled down and goes into a range, we have an A, B, C, D buy pattern, kind of has a little break to the upside, but doesn't stay there, comes back down to the center of the range. But there's another A, B, C, D buy pattern right here. So even at this level, if you're seeing other things in your technical tools that might be pointing towards the bullish side of an asset, such as this chart we're looking at, then you know you can assess your risk by, you know, finding the lowest low within that range. And now there's been a breakout to the upside, and we've had testing back, you know, down to this support line. You know, what was once resistance is now support. But the thing with support and resistance, so you have to always remember they're only support and resistance until they're not. And if it breaks, then that's going to give us another set of information to work with. But for right now, it's holding. So the next challenge for this is to get above this high. And once it gets above there, probably up around this previous level testing there, because it was a multi-year range there, and it'll probably do some testing up around that area. But I want to show you something about price behavior, combining harmonic patterns with the classical technical analysis. So support and resistance, again, is a classical technical analysis tool that we use. So I marked in these arrows, and I'm just marking like where the lower end of that range is, the center of the range, which I use a lot for these types of patterns, and then the upper end of the range. So if you follow, here's an ABCD buy pattern on Intel that formed back in 2015. So let's look and see where these price lows are, or price points are, and let's see how that lines up going back in time. So if you look at the horizontal red cursor line, you can see that where the Intel found lows is retesting where that low in 2015 was. And one of the things that's always amazed me with technical analysis and seeing it a million times on price charts is how the price does have memory. The emotional points in the market, you know, even years later, we're 8 years later, and Intel finds support down at that same price level. So we even go to the center line, and we can see that's a point where some buying came in, a retest of that level. And if we go to this upper one right here, we're getting back into sort of the middle of this chop. Again, the center areas I find to be very, very valuable. And then back here, you see where the low point of this decline was before the test up, right back there, and a retesting this level, but that time it did not hold. So it's only support until it's not, and then you follow it down. So I think this is a good example of lots of harmonic examples and classical technical analysis to combine with it. So that's the weekly chart. So let's take a look at the daily chart a little closer. So whenever you scale down in a time frame, you're going to get a little bit more detailed view of the price action. And again, understanding price behavior and the price action and the, you know, looking for footprints of price reversals, or whether the market is in the up phase, the down phase, or the sideways phase is going to help you tremendously in your trading. Why not learn to understand the only three things that the market does? So here we can see close up, we can see here's a gap area right here. And you can see the high of that price that, remember, we just looked at that on the weekly. So we can see the high of that price is coming back in to the low end of that gap. And so, up here is where the close of the gap is. And Intel may very well find some resistance there. Sometimes the clue with gaps is if you're expecting resistance such as this and it doesn't happen and it just blasts right through it, that price behavior is giving you a footprint and it's giving you some valuable information that you can use. But throughout this range, you can see A, B, C, D. You see that little pop up. And here we see the detail of the ABCD right back to that center point. And remember, we kind of went back in time and looked at how that lines up with previous price history. And we can see in detail how the test is of coming back to this range. Now in this range, you had this move down towards it, a little rally up. And right here is a little butterfly buy pattern right here. That's X to A to B to C, and our little 127, spread that out, down to the 127, down right on top of that support line. I tend to like to extend out my chart, so I'm going to go ahead and extend that now. So that was a buying opportunity on a retest of a breakout area. And now the trader can assess the risk in the trade using these previous levels of support and resistance. The gap also that we saw here, we can see it more in detail. Again, if Intel, this would be the next area of resistance, the price gets above here, right up around that close. So you'd want to mark that. I'd like to mark things on my chart anyway, because I have the circle here. I always use yellow circles for gaps. It's just a visual way for me to remember, because I can't remember, everything that I see on a chart. So I have little symbols and I draw up, lines for trend lines and support resistance. So this way it will remind me that, there might be some resistance there to watch out for. And the last one I have for you today is Meta. So I think that's a super interesting chart. Let me get these ones out of the way. Let's start with the weekly. So Meta had been very bearish, as you can see, big, big drop to the downside. I had trouble getting all of the data on. Oh, there we go. There it goes. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Let me see if I can squish this up. I'm only going to get back to 2012 right now, but that's okay. I have another chart ready in case that happened. I don't know why on this program it does that, but what I like to do is when I find, a big area that is now an extremely important support for Meta. If we look back in time, we can see back here in 2015, there was a sideways, back up there, there was a sideways type of a range, a little bit upward bias to it, little ABCD sell, a little bit of reaction down from it, retracement, and then back up. And now it's starting to break the resistance and break the range and continue the uptrend. Now notice how here it comes up and then it retests that level. So price was retested on that after that range formed. And look at where the low was on Meta just this year. And then once it reversed, this is like a V spike reversal, which is one of the strongest reversal patterns that there are. They're difficult to trade because nobody believes they're going to keep going. So people jump in there and keep trying to short it. But there were signs down here, and there was an ABCD buy pattern right here onto that trend line. And then in classical, I'll see if I can find that for you in just a sec. I think I have it. Oh, wait, I do have it. Ta-da, stock charts. I put it on stock charts because I was having trouble with that data. So here it is. So here's the from November, here's the low here in an ABCD pattern. So we've got, here it is, the low right here. And then the market starts to move to the upside. Now notice this big long candle here. Now generally in candlestick theory, about the halfway point is generally a good area to look for support or resistance, depending on the candle, bearish or bullish. And then also the open right here, and then even the wick area here. But look at what happened. And that's what I mean by, you know, when you don't get resistance that you're expecting, or you don't get support that you're expecting, the market's giving you information. And in this case, the market came up right to that halfway point, and it only got a little bit of a pause, not much of a retracement at all. And that's a strong candle up. And then the market moves up higher. And then it starts to take out where this open was. That's an extremely bullish sign. And even back here, when it did this little consolidation, we have a little triangle formation. I can draw it in real quick for you. You're not getting a pullback at resistance, and you've got a triangle that forms. And then you have a little, looks like a little gap to the upside, and the market is starting to trend to the upside. Here's a flag pattern. Classical technical analysis pattern. You can do a measured move target from those. We'll take from here, height of the pattern, and then you project that from where the breakout is. Sometimes they're a little difficult to tell, like right about here, and that would be a measured move. But for, you know, you can do partial profits or all profits there. But here again, look at the big long candle and look what the price is telling you. It's telling you, it's not having any resistance. It's like, no, thank you. But now it's gotten up. It does show a little bit of resistance here, but this is a strong uptrend. There are no signs that the uptrend is over. It might get a pause. It might do a little bit of a range consolidation, could form an ABCD buy pattern. We don't know yet, but probably want to be looking for some pullbacks in that. Okay, so those were the, I did show you the ABCD. Okay, so we have the harmonic pattern at the bottom and then followed by classical technical analysis on that. Okay, so now I would like to show you, maybe it's over here. There it is. Okay, so this is the course that is on this material. And this is a series of six workshops that were recorded, and it's called Trading Mastery, Harmonic Patterns, Classical Technical Analysis. It's normally $349, which I think is quite reasonable for this information, but I'm offering $100 off until the end of July, and I'm just going to go right down. So if you go to my website, I'm going to show you how to get to this page, because we don't quite have the entire course on the homepage yet. But if you click here to buy on those ones, you'll get that $100 off from it. And then the price is going back up to the $349. And, but I hope could see today how valuable it is to be able to understand that the market almost always leaves you some footprints of what it's going to do. Somebody knows something. We don't need to know what it is they know. We just need to learn how to find those footprints. I personally don't listen to any news or opinions. I find that just messes with what I'm seeing on charts. So I don't. So, but here is the course and the descriptions. So the first workshop, an hour and 15 minutes, pattern setups and harmonics. And then here's some more description of that. So you want to make sure you get the structures correct first. If you don't have the structures correct, and then you're trying to apply incorrect structures into the markets, that's just going to cause some problems. So spend time with that. And again, I'm including the other course, 3.5-hour course on the introduction to pattern recognition to make sure that you do get those pattern structures right. And you have two years on the website to be able to study everything. And then we go into support and resistance methods. And we look at a lot of chart examples with that. That's about 1 hour and 20 minutes. And the third workshop is ranges versus trends. And this is you know, learning to understand those different phases that the market goes through. And all it does, we have the up, the down, the sideways, and within that we have expansion and contraction. And that's it. So you understand the market behavior, and then also understanding, you know, some of the market psychology of the market participants. That's helpful as well, especially at extremes. And that's where we tend to find the really important butterfly sell patterns. And you can combine that with some sentiment indicators. And again, you know, to me, they are superior entries into potential turning points. Sometimes you don't always get it the first time, but you've got to learn how to stay with your trades and your analysis. And then the reversal patterns. Again, if you can study the footprints of price reversal for down to up and then up to down, you're going to be gaining skills that are going to help you reduce losses. You're not going the wrong way, and increasing gains by understanding that the market may be going from a range to a trend. And the trends are where some of the larger profits are going to be made. And then, of course, combining the multiple timeframes, understanding the fractal nature of price, and all of these concepts on here. Any markets you trade, all the information is relevant to all markets, because all the markets have similar price behavior. Some markets are a little bit trendier than others, like some of the Forex markets are trendier. Sometimes the crypto markets, you can see they can get trendy, but then they go back to ranging as well. And then the workshop number six, the last one, hour and 25, almost hour and a half, the retracement entries. But there are specific market conditions and price action that are going to favor retracement entries. And I'm going to teach you what the number one, the highest probability retracement entry setup is in this course. And then also I'm going to talk about mindset tips, the hidden errors that I told you about. So let me show you real quick. I'm going to go back to the homepage because it's a little bit obscure. I have to go back one more page. Okay, so on the homepage, here's the homepage. And if you go down right below where the header is, and you click on it, you know, you're welcome to get this as well. That's a great deal on the bundle of that. But you click on that, on the details, and then scroll a little bit to this bonus offer, which this course is included in all of those courses. And this is where you'll find just this course here. And then you just click here to buy because my link is not working. Okay, so that's it. Let me see real quick if we have some questions. Okay, let's see if I can. What tools do I have at the bottom? And do you use them? You mean like the indicators? I think you're referring to some of the indicators that I have at the bottom of my chart. I use very, very few indicators. And I only use them in specific market conditions. And in the all course bundle, in one of the courses that's about 9 hours, I cover how to use the indicators. And I also work with traders individually. And within that, if they go through the whole mentoring with me, then we learn how to use the indicators. My theory with indicators is this, is that if you have an indicator on your chart, you've got to be able to define how that indicator either does one of two things or both, how it either lets you lose less money or helps you make more money. You'll have to be able to define that with any indicator that you have on your chart. Otherwise, take it off. But look how much we did today with price only. And I'm a believer, and I traded many, 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 many years with no indicators on my chart. Through the CMT, getting my designation out of this big stack of books that you saw, and that was only books. There was tons of online stuff too. There were a couple of really little, I guess I'll call them little pearls, that for me, I studied further, and those are how I chose the indicators that I use. So yes, those are a couple of indicators. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the presentation today. If you have questions, Again, let me put up my roof on my and close that. Here is my email. If you have any problems, if you want this course, just please email me. I'll be happy to help you with it. So David, thank you very much. I am finished with the presentation.